The question was asked, if you are benching and you pause, you fall asleep, and now there's this long gap. You're in the middle of benching, you get out, tzalakul. So you run out to your ambulance and you go and save a life, and then you come back home, and now you have to continue benching. Well, do you? Do you finish benching? What's considered a pause that would disqualify your benching or make you start from scratch? So we rule on this question as follows. If a person was benching and then they stopped and they had to pause, so there are many opinions. We generally say, I'll read it from the Shulchan Aruch, Mishenatnu lo kos levarech. We're reading Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Pei Gimel in Aruch Haim. From the time they gave you the cup, which you will hold during benching, lo yasiach amvarech, you shouldn't talk. Vam subin en lem lasiach, mishitchil amvarech. And all the people who are sitting around, also waiting for you to leave benching, once you start, they shouldn't talk either. It's not only when you're talking and they have to listen to you. Not only as you're benching, they're not supposed to talk because they're supposed to be paying attention to you. Even between the different blessings, they shouldn't be talking because you're blessing on their behalf. And if they did talk, but they spoke while you were silent, so then they were still yotzik. They fulfilled their obligation. The problem is if they're talking while you're benching, and you're supposed to be benching on their behalf, right? You're saying things on their behalf, and then they're talking, then you can't be saying on their behalf while they're talking. What happens if you talk in the middle? You have this sometimes. Someone's making Abdullah for you, and they start talking in the middle. Don't bother me now, right? They tell the little one. Not now. They're in the middle of Kiddush and they talk. They're in the middle of benching and they talk. So even though it's wrong, they're not supposed to do it, but nonetheless, they fulfilled their obligation. There are those that say they should really restart the whole benching, but they're not asking you. The person who's talking in the middle of benching is usually not asking you. And anyways, being that it's a machloket, so we assume you don't have to, because there are two opinions, so we go with the more lenient one. Safik brachot la'akel. So even if a person's in the middle of benching, and they talk, I was once at a bar mitzvah, where the bar mitzvah boy made a mistake in the middle of the reading, and he goes, "Oh no!" So you're not supposed to talk in the middle of the Torah reading. Someone made a blessing before you started reading. They're going to make a blessing after you're reading. You're not supposed to talk in the middle, reading Torah straight. But again, b'di'evit, if you did, it's still kosher. And what happens if between the blessings there was this huge pause? You could have benched twice in the middle, even if you didn't talk. So there is an opinion that says you have to repeat it. But we hold that you don't have to. That the worst is if there's this large pause and you were in the middle of a blessing, restart that blessing you were in the middle of. But you can continue, you can pick up where you left off. So a guy was in the middle of benching and suddenly he had to stop. And there was this long pause. He doesn't have to start again. Okay, so that's halacha in Kriya Shema, that's halacha in davening, that's halacha in benching. Again, there are many opinions, but when in doubt, we go with the more lenient opinion and we continue. Okay?
Leaving the environment.